Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Penn Station has the hot grilled subs you need to not go hungry for the game. Choose from chicken teriyaki, hot Italian sub, or the Philly cheesesteak. Make it a three-point play with their delicious fresh-cut fries and fresh-squeezed lemonade. We even cater party sub trays to feed your whole team. Winner, winner at Penn Station East Coast Subs. Don't worry about missing the game. Order to go at penn-station.com, and we'll have it ready for carryout, get it delivered, or stop in a Penn Station near you. Penn Station East Coast Subs.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 10th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Rob Cesternino. How you doing, Rob?
Taryn, I'm so excited to be here and very excited to talk about these live feeds with you. And it's been a bucket list thing for me to do a live feed update here with me or with you in Big Brother 21. You know, people could say, oh, these feeds are so boring. Nothing happens. And that was not my experience.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it always is. You definitely didn't get lucky.
I don't. What do people talk about that the feeds are boring this season?
Yeah, I saw some people saying on Twitter that you manifested a good day of feeds for your live feed update.
Yes, that there was almost like the universe was like tickling my bladder, and I could feel that something was about to happen.
Yeah. So we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds, and it was day 21 in the house. Maybe that was a sign.
That's day 21. Next season, day 22, will be lit as well.
Yes. And it was a lit day. Unfortunately, though, not always great things happen when it's a lit day.
Yeah. Darren, do you claim any responsibility for what happened yesterday? Because I kind of feel like that yesterday was the first day in the history of the Big Brother live feeds where I think the snake ate its tail a little bit, where I feel like that you and your daily updates kind of are in some way to blame for the events of yesterday in the Big Brother house.
It is the first time in Big Brother history that that somebody got caught talking to the cameras. People got caught talking to the cameras before, but not in such a dramatic fashion here. So as you all know, we've talked about Cliff Notes. Cliff goes into the boat room and he talks to the cameras. This is something that many people have done over the course of Big Brother history, including Paul, who did it in the same room, going all the way back to people like Mike Boogie, Evil Dick, lots of people, talk to the cameras, talk about their game plans, all of that stuff. And Cliff is, most of the time when he does this, it's very early in the morning. People are asleep. And he, like I said, he's talking about movies. He's talking about his family. Only briefly is he actually talking about game. And unfortunately for him, he pissed off some kind of god in some universe, because it's the worst possible timing that Christy is going to happen to wake up, stumble over to the door of the boat room, and overhear him at the worst possible time describing every single aspect of his game.
Yeah, really did not work out well for Cliff, but it did inspire a very exciting day of Big Brother 21 for us. So Cliff's loss yesterday was our gain. So a lot to be mined from this, because this is going to send shockwaves throughout Grateful and mostly Christy for the rest of the day. She would be shut out of the cannon.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, when she thinks about it, she doesn't even care that much, but she will be talking about it for most of the
non-stop,
day.
Non-stop. Yeah. And a retelling of the story many times. But yeah, it was an unlucky stroke for Cliff that he just happened to be going through, outlining about how he was very close with Ovi and Nicole and how they have a plan, and how, yeah, this might be crazy to be aligned with somebody who nobody cares about and a guy who's not even in the game. But, you know, maybe that if Ovi gets back in, that Cliff is going to work towards that if it's a vote. He thinks that America would vote him back in also. And so that they're going to work together and target very specific people in the house, Taryn.
Yes, he names off the couples in the house, you know, Jackson and Holly, Jack and Sis, Nick and Bella. And then he feels like personally there's a fourth couple, and that's Christy and Tommy. And they make up the big group. And what he would love to do is break that group up. And right. And take some shots. And he does say he would like to work with people like Nick and Bella, Christy and Tommy. But, you know, it's still, I think, on Christy's end, hearing somebody who she thought was a harmless old dad that she loved and was adorable talking, like completely clocking her relationship with Tommy, she is freaking out.
Yeah, part of it was that Cliff claims that, oh, Tommy and Christy thought I was sleeping last night and I heard them talking, and Christy would say, later on, she's like, oh, they knew that he wasn't sleeping. But that he looks at them as a showmance, and the fact that they have this secret relationship, which I think that she and Tommy must have assumed that nobody was onto, that I think that this is the thing that is really going to make Christy very paranoid about what is Cliff working on here?
Yes. So it's not good. He mentions, as you talked about, his alliance with Nicole and Ovi, the fellowship of the Zing.
Zing.
That she is going to shorten to, his alliance is called Zing. Like, no, it's not. It's much cooler than that, Christy.
she later on would describe it as like being adorable, but like almost like in a pathetic way of like, they have an alliance. It's called Zing. It's cute, but it's very sad. Very, very sad and pathetic.
One of them is already evicted.
It's a very pathetic alliance.
Poor Cliff. This is just one of those things that gives you that bad feeling in the pit of your stomach of just like, oh, he was doing so well, and now, oh, it's been blown up.
I know there's a lot to talk through still from the day, but I don't know if this is necessarily going to be a death sentence for Cliff. I think that it's really going to, upset the power structure in the house, but we have no idea how this is going to unfold in the long-term picture yet.
Yes, it definitely is, it's definitely a blow, but hopefully not a killing blow for Cliff here, as Jack would say. Because Jack will always mention death when it comes to the Big Brother game. So I think the thing that I have to mention here, talking to the cameras, I've mentioned before, I think it can be a benefit. It can keep you from spilling too much information to your other house guests, as long as they don't hear you talking to the cameras. I mentioned Mike Boogie, Evil Dick. When they talked to the cameras, they did it out in the backyard. Yeah. So that's where to do it. Because it's a big open space. You can be far away from the door. Nobody can overhear you. You can see when somebody comes in. No, the backyard is not always open, but you don't always need to be talking to the cameras. And also the alternative is don't be projecting so much if you are doing it in the house.
No, Cliff, really not even like, okay, this is what's going on. He's just like he's like, you know, podcasting away in the boat room. So not ideal. Clearly a five oof moment for Cliff.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. All right. So Christy is going to now, Christy, this is an interesting situation where like you can put yourself in Christy's shoes. You've now overheard this person. You had no idea that they were playing the game to this extent. And you've heard a bunch of information. What do you do with it? They all know that Cliff wakes up early and talks to his family in the morning, that he talks to the cameras. They didn't know that he was exposing his entire game. They didn't even realize he had much of a game. So I don't know. Do you keep it to yourself and keep listening every morning to see if you can just keep getting updates? Do you tell everyone? Do you like what is the game plan you would have here, Rob?
So I do think that if you were able to sort of like open up this back channel into, okay, that we could listen in every day to what Cliff is talking about. Yeah, it does seem like a great way to be able to mine information of that. Christy should like figure out some way to wake herself up and drink a ton of water so that bladder gets tickled every single morning, and then just go and camp out outside of there, or, you know, set up shop cleaning with David in the morning so you could listen in. But instead, Christy is going to proceed to, go on and tell more and more people throughout the day. And I think that that sort of like speaks to that, she's able to has a bit of an egocentric nature and is able to make herself the focal point of this story of, this is what I heard. And I have all of this information now because I overheard this. And I think eventually this is that, not to go too far ahead, but I feel like this can't be much longer before this gets back to Cliff.
Yeah, I mean, certainly there's a little bit of tension in the air now whenever Cliff joins a room.
Yeah.
But yes, that's Christy's plan, is she just immediately runs and spills everything. I feel like the right move would have been to tell Tommy. Keep it to themselves, especially because some of the information she eventually is going to tell, not exactly beneficial for her to be telling.
Right, right. She didn't need to tell everybody also that that Cliff has also clocked that her and Tommy are like a fourth showmance in the house. Like nobody else was onto that, really.
Yeah, he's saying that Tommy and I are the fourth couple. We're a couple, Tommy.
I think that she probably felt like that. It's like, hey, we're all in this together. He's targeting all of us, including Tommy and I. But that the fact that they are a fourth couple in the house, I think, was probably more information and overshare, as Christy is known to do.
Yes. So they're all freaking out. Oh my. Oh my. What is happening? Who knew Cliff was this devious? They are also talking, of course, about Nicole as the person that is in the fellowship of the Zing, and how, you know what? She's probably not that involved. She's probably, you know, we like Nicole. This to me seems like willful ignorance. They love Cliff, they love Nicole. They have concrete proof that Cliff has now gone behind their backs. He is a traitor. They don't have concrete proof that Nicole is that, but we still love. Let's just pretend Nicole wasn't really that involved.
Nicole is a really interesting figure throughout the day because she's going to have a lot of significance because Cliff brings her up. And I think a lot of people have different reactions to, okay, well, what do we do about Nicole? Is Nicole the next target? Or no, Nicole is cool. We can work with Nicole. That, you know, Cliff is being a real jerk with this, but Nicole's somebody that we could bring in and make her, you know, the seventh, sixth shooter, or somebody that we could mine for more information, or she'll be somebody that will come up through a lot of the day.
Yeah, and really, she is also going to talk to the cameras during the day today.
In the boat room! I was like, Nicole, what are you doing? Get out of the boat room!
It's the first time she does it, too. Like, it's such a weird coincidence. And it's like, if I am Christy or whoever, and I just learned that there are two people that everyone loves, Nicole and Cliff, and they just caught Cliff, who's in an alliance with Nicole, doing all this devious stuff, it's like, yeah, probably Nicole is also just as culpable. Like, she is probably doing the exact same thing, if not more, because she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's in a really interesting spot. Nobody really has a good read on her. And I think that she has such a quiet game that people are trying to guess where her head is at. And she's in a very interesting place moving forward.
Yes. So this all is, you know, kicking off. They're talking a lot about Cliff and Nicole. Cliff is now, he needs to go. He was the one that was going to, you know, be safe until long after they got out Jess and Kat, and they took the shot at the comeback kid, as they're calling the comeback camp returnee, they'd take the shot at Nick and Bella, and, you know, people like Cliff and Nicole, they were going to be safe for all that time. No longer. They're saying now Cliff needs to go very soon, maybe next week. That's what they're initially saying. But if you recall from yesterday when I updated you on the feeds from the day before, Kemi and Nicole had done some really great work the night before with Jackson and Holly, with Kemi throwing Bella under the bus to Jackson and Nicole throwing Nick under the bus to Holly. And so that is also going to get injected into this conversation. And a lot of the hubbub is going to be like, well, this is still Nick and Bella's fault. We still need to make sure we're going after Nick and Bella. They're the real enemies here when it comes down to it. You know, Cliff, not that big of a threat. Nick and Bella, they're a threat.
Yeah, the Holly side of this is going to be really interesting to follow throughout the day because she has this relationship with Sis and certainly a relationship with Jackson, and she has ties to Kat. And they're going to be very focused on that. Hey, Nicole is trustworthy and loyal because she went and told Holly about how that Nick was trying to get Holly onto the block. And so that she is going to be, you know, Nicole's not the threat. It's still Nick and Bella are the threat. And that there's like this very interesting fracture that's going on within Grateful.
Yes.
Two sides that are really bubbling.
Holly is very funny because anytime she hears that she could even possibly be targeted, she is indignant about it. Like, what? Why me? Do you see the guy that I am next to? Look at him. He's giant. Like, you should be going after him. Yeah, that's the problem. He's gimpy. He's injured himself, and now I'm a target. That is not fair. I do not like this. And so she is going to be very upset with what happened. She, though, loves Nicole. She loves that Nicole brought that information to her. And the way that Nicole brought the information to her, obviously it was true, but it also just was a good way to sell the information because she's like, and obviously Nicole is trying to just look out for herself in this conversation, saying, hey, in case you hear that I said your name, I did not. That was Nick putting words in my mouth. So it wasn't like she was actively being like, hey, Nick said this, that he wants you out. She was saying it was more believable from a sort of self-interested point of view. And so Bella is going to be talking a lot with Jackson about wanting to take that shot. And later in the day, we'll talk about this a little bit later, but she's going to remember, who else do I know? Maybe from outside of the house that really hates Nick and Bella. Maybe I should work more on repairing that relationship.
Yeah. Also, what's very fun to follow with that is that Holly also seems to have a real bug, where it shouldn't be about Christy also. And it feels like that's also something that's starting to be another fault line here in Grateful.
Yes, I think that part of that comes from just how close Sis and Christy are. And I think that Holly is just she feels a little bit that Sis is moving in the direction of Christy, where she used to be, you know, BFFs with her. And so that's no good.
Yeah, Holly doesn't like Christy.
Well, she still loves Christy. It's just, you know, sometimes. So Jackson and Jack are going to talk about the Cliff Notes thing. They're also going to talk about what Jackson learned from Kemi and Nicole the night before. They both agree that that Kemi was not lying. They don't know if they can trust Kemi or not, but she couldn't be lying because how else would she have known about the alliance between themselves and Bella if Bella did not tell her about it? So clearly Bella has betrayed their trust, and we really need to go after Nick and Bella. Even before Cliff, he also needs to go now that they've learned about what they learned about. But it's got to be Nick and Bella sooner.
Yeah. Unfortunately for Kemi and for Jessica, that even though this was a very active day on the feeds, there's not a lot that really changes anybody's mind in terms of the vote. It's almost like everything that's happening right now is about what is going to happen after we evict Kemi. So I wish that for Kemi's sake, there was more movement on the, maybe we could work with Kemi.
Yeah, it's, you know, I said yesterday that it felt like the possibility had opened up, that maybe Kemi staying became a possibility with the work that they had put in. Unfortunately, I do feel like what happened with Cliff Notes was a big distraction. And so this information came along with Cliff Notes, and there wasn't room to be like, this information, therefore we should consider this eviction. It was, okay, we're already considering Cliff's eviction. Now we'll reconsider Cliff's eviction because of this information. Yeah. Like, Cliff is the one that got the reprieve instead of Kemi.
It's almost like if Cliff could have just said, my alliance is me, Nicole, Ovi, and Jess, would change everything. If he just would have thrown her like, we could pick up Jess moving forward. She's another number that we could get. If he just would have, that he didn't mention Jess or Kemi in what he was saying, maybe that would have changed the balance of power. But things get very complicated, and unfortunately for Kemi and for Jess, they don't seem to be involved with any of these complications.
Yes. So not the best day for Kemi, but we still have another day today, and then, of course, a day of eviction tomorrow. So they still have some outs, but yeah, it's not looking quite as good as it was yesterday.
I think the best thing that we could say is that the house is much more fluid in terms of what state it's in, and where it was really solid earlier in the week, it's now fluid, and things could potentially change, but not a lot of movement on that front.
Yes, things are starting to move around, including the showmances again. We're going to have a little bit of a showmance segment here.
Well, I watched Love Island last night, Taryn, so I'm ready to go with all of the showmance talk.
I also gave it a try.
Yeah. I didn't think it was that great, to be honest. I was hoping for it to get real crazy, but it was a quiet night one on Love Island. I got the podcast with Kirsten McInnes and Brian Scally about it, but we're hoping for more Big Brother 21 type shenanigans going on Love Island moving forward.
Yeah, honestly, Big Brother 21 is a better Love Island than Love Island.
Yeah, so far.
I really disagreed with their decision at the end of the episode, is what I'll say.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of the Love Island stuff and Big Brother, yeah, Jack is going to talk with Christy because he had, I don't know if Ovi did this to him with his nightmare power, but Jack had a bad dream last night about his ex.
A sad dream, almost.
Yes, he had a dream that he was trying to talk to his ex and she just wouldn't talk to him. Rob,
yeah,
have you ever had this dream?
No, I don't. Really, Jack was like crying, like, yeah, almost he was in tears about I dreamt about my ex and made me very, very sad. And Christy, oh, she's very sympathetic hearing about Jack's dreams about his ex.
You know, this brings me back to all of the great players that that, you know, talk about their ex and cry about their ex on the show. Pauly Calafiore is one that comes to mind. So I don't know if there's a trend here, but
yes.
Yeah. So he's crying to Christy, basically saying like, I need to break up with sis. He doesn't say those words. He says, I need to bring it back to the friend zone.
Yeah, this is going to be a convenient dream about the ex, because this ex can then be used as a scapegoat, as a little bit of a cat's paw to help with getting out of the situation.
Yeah. Which, you know, it's still just a very strange whole thing in the first place. He is eventually going to talk with Sis about, like, you know, let's calm things down.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, he is essentially saying what he told Christy, like, we need to essentially end the relationship. I feel like she is not hearing the same thing, though. I don't know if they're quite on the same page.
Yeah, it's a little bit of like, it's not you, it's me. You know, I'm still not over my ex, but it's also sort of couched in the, hey, us being in a relationship is making us a target. So maybe I think she's hearing it more like, hey, let's just like be a little bit more low profile.
Discreet,
so,
yes.
Yeah. Like, let's be a little bit more on the down low. And then in his mind, that we're, you know, we're breaking up, but we're still friends.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens there with them, if there'll be any more experiences to be had. So Tommy is going to talk with Jack and Christy. They all agree that Cliff used to be the person that we were going to take, you know, far beyond the, you know, Bella and Nick thing. We talked about that. So who now is going to be in that spot?
Mm.
They all love Nicole. They all agree about that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also somebody else that they're starting to like.
Mm-hmm. Somebody.
Yeah. This David guy.
Yeah. Maybe David, if he comes back. That quiet day for David on the feeds. But if he does end up coming back into the game, then he could be somebody that they could work with. They're starting to like him even better than Cliff.
Yes, he has been working on bonding as much as possible with the people in charge. In the meantime, he is flat out being like, no, guys on the outside, you are screwed if you don't do anything. But he is doing a good job of bonding with the people in charge. And they're starting to like, you know what? We really like David. Maybe we can bring David in as the seventh to the sixth shooters, mm-hmm. Which is that's a big move right there.
A big move for David. He's done a really good job of, you know, ingratiating himself with everybody. So kudos to David.
Yes. And he is even going to talk to the cameras late into the night, saying that if he does come back into the game, he wants to work with the Jacks.
Okay.
There you go.
It's a good read.
Yeah. He doesn't trust Kat. Thinks she's shady. He wants to work with the Jacks. That's what he said. Okay. I mean, I think that's disappointing news to hear for most people who love David. It's kind of the smart move, though.
It would be a good move for him if he was like, hey, I have to make these guys think that I'm working with them, but I'm really going to snake them down the road. But I guess we don't know how he genuinely feels about them. It seems like, you know, he seems to enjoy Jack's company.
Yeah, I think he does. I think he is a little bit of a bro. But he also, you know, clearly recognizes, as we've seen in other conversations, that they are the power structure right now. So I doubt that he's just like, oh, I'll just, you know, glob on and stay there. I think he would want to work with them while also doing other things to undermine the overall structure.
Right. It kind of like a little bit like a Paul in Big Brother 18 ended up becoming really, really tight with Pauly Calafiore and then part of the undoing of Pauly Calafiore.
Yeah. This he will where Pauly and Paul were PP.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson and Jack are JJ. And mm-hmm. and so David will come in and he'll break up the J's.
Break up the J's.
It'll be JJD, and then it'll be JDJ, and then it'll just be the D in the middle.
Whoa.
So they talked about Nicole. Jack is going to go and start talks with Nicole. They're essentially just like, hey, I like you. Where's your head at? How are things going? Nicole always does fantastic job in all of these conversations. She's just giving him exactly what he wants to hear. And it's not going to be the last conversation even of the day between Nicole and Jack.
Yeah, Jack and Nicole is a really interesting relationship. It's, you know, a little bit of like the Hound and Arya vibes when the two of them get together, that she's so small and he's so big. He seems like he really likes Nicole. That I feel like that Nicole does not particularly love Jack, but that he's just, you know, I think he feels like he's being like very magnanimous about like, I want to open up this position for you, and there's room for you to advance with our group. And I feel like she's just kind of like, uh-huh, yeah, oh, that'd be great. Okay, I really would appreciate that. Thank you. That's good. And she's, I think he has a real soft spot for her.
Yeah, I agree. It is definitely, I mean, really everybody does in the house. But Jack in particular, you know, I think, you know, anybody that is going to sort of give him what he wants in terms of like how he's viewed, then he is going to enjoy their presence. She is not a threat to him in any way. She is, you know, she looks up to him. Literally.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's a good start here. And Nicole, like I said, going to do a fantastic job. Nicole is, you know, throwing Nick and Bella under the bus, you know, getting people to go after the Jacks. And meanwhile, Nick and Bella, the Jacks, everybody are just like, we just love Nicole so much, because, you know, she's just doing well, really enjoying what I'm seeing from Nicole. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Christy is going to keep talking about Cliff. She's while we've been discussing all this other stuff, Christy has been running around telling everybody that she can get to listen about all of the things that Cliff said. And each subsequent retell of Cliff's notes are getting more and more embellished about all of the various things that that he said. So that's still happening in the background. We haven't quite gotten to the kicker yet, where she tells Nick, Bella, and Sam, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
Cliff is going to talk to Ovi, he is going to drop the bomb on Ovi. Hey, I think Tommy and Christy are a lot closer than we think. I think they're like a fourth couple, and we need to split up this big group. And we're just like, yeah, Cliff, they already know. Mm-hmm. Ovi is not the first person you've told this, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good read. Good read by Cliff. You know, but got to control that information.
Mm, yeah. Tommy and Christy are going to agree at the moment here. Earlier in the day, Cliff needs to go next. For them, they want Cliff gone next. Now, that is obviously not everybody's plan at the moment, but it's scary to hear. Scary to hear.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that Christy is the one that who's really like pounding the table the most on this, that Cliff has to go. And I think a lot of other people are like, yeah, okay. I think he's got to go. But I think that she's, very much like reminding people throughout the day about, hey, don't forget what I heard Cliff say. We got to go after Cliff. He is the danger.
Yes. Yeah. Christy is really, really freaking out. She's going to explain her behavior a little bit later. I'm just going to make sure that everyone knows that's her explanation of her own behavior. Kemi is going to talk to Nicole. She does have a game plan that she wants to talk to Jack tomorrow, which of course means today. And she is going to blow up Bella's game even more. She's going to go full on anti Bella. And I think this is exactly what she needs to do. If anything, I wish she had maybe done it yesterday. But still, it's Wednesday. That's a full day for things to potentially move around. If it's possible, if she goes and she talks to Jack, she's genuinely wanting to target Bella and Nick. If she wins HOH next week, she will put Bella and Nick on the block. She's going to just go full against Bella. I think this is what we talked about on the recap that we were on, Rob, where this is, I think, what Kemi needs to do. She needs to be anti Bella. That gives her some kind of usefulness for the people in power.
It's so complicated because you have like these two sides that are starting to bubble up in terms of grateful, and nobody is particularly high on Bella and Nick, but it's almost like that if she could go to Holly potentially with this of hey Holly, I want to get rid of Bella and Nick, and those are the people that really hate Bella. It's almost like I feel like that she might have a better chance than to go to, say, the Jackson and Christy side of things, which are seemingly more focused on, Cliff is the problem and Jess is loyal to Jack. And I feel like that they don't really see the value in Kemi. But for the Holly side of things, where if she could go to, you know, Holly and Sis and round them up and say, hey, I'm going to stay in the house and go after Bella. I feel like that she'd have a better shot at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely possible. I think that she does need to get Jack on board. And I think that she kind of has, like, I do feel like Jackson and Holly are already at a point where they're like, maybe we're willing to do this.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for Kemi, as I mentioned, we'll talk about it very soon, Holly and Kat are going to get a little bit closer, and Kat is going to be a very difficult obstacle to overcome when it comes to herself versus Jess, because with Kat comes Jess, and Jess is just as anti-Bella and also less threatening overall. So it's going to be hard to overcome that. And I do feel like so Holly might be even a lost cause at this point with her relationship with Kat. But if she can get Jack, I do feel like Jack has the sway to make some other things happen, especially with Jackson. Jack could convince Jackson. Jackson can be like, no, Holly, this is what we need to do. And Holly might be like, yeah, but Kat has Jess. And Jackson will be like, no, not Kat. No, please. So I don't know. We'll see.
But she just wants to like clear the air and say like, hey, how did we get here? What happened to us? But I don't know what necessarily, and she's going to throw Bella under the bus, but I don't know necessarily what she's going to say that's going to potentially put her ahead of Jess in Jack's eyes. Like, I still don't know what the magic bullet is going to be to potentially turn Jack around.
Yeah, I mean, you know, ultimately, we'll have to see. I do feel like it's going to be, I feel like she has to get Jack some way or another. So, you know, hopefully she can talk to Jack. Maybe she can also talk to some other people. Maybe Nicole can help a little bit. You know, I feel like she's doing something, and I do feel like there's a little bit of hope.
Yeah, I think that there's definitely hope, but I still think that we need more things to spin out of control.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jackson and Holly do want to approach Cliff about some of the stuff that was heard, but they don't want to tell him that he was overheard. They just want to be like, hey, so, you know, we kind of understand that you're probably working with people like Ovi and Nicole. Like, they want to act like they are omniscient and kind of scare Cliff a little bit and try to get something out of him.
Yeah, nobody in this house is super subtle about anything. So that was fun to hear. You know, Jackson was talking about he's going to be the one to say something. And Holly's like, you know, back it up. Don't, yeah, it's like, oh, what if I do it this way? What if I do it this way? They talk about a few different scenarios there, but, that, you know, that Cliff made a mistake, but he's also a sharp guy. And I do think that, you know, any sort of like, a way that they're going to attempt to prod him about this, like, I think he's going to be able to put two and two together.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, it seems likely, especially given, like we said, you know, things have gotten a little weird around Cliff, where, you know, anytime he walks into a room now, they are just a little more stiff with him, a little more like, okay, okay, Cliff.
Yeah. So, and it's going to get worse throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. So Christy is finally going to get around to talking to Nick, Bella, and Sam. And she tells them all about Cliff's notes here.
This was crazy to me of like, I know that for Chris, she has to tell everybody. It's killing her to not tell everybody, hey, guess what I did? Guess what I heard today. But this, I really feel like was where things got real out of control.
Yeah, this was very, very strange here. So basically Christy is telling Nick, Bella, and Sam, I overheard Cliff, and here is his plan. He is aligned with Nicole and Ovi, and what he wants to do is make an alliance with you, Nick, and you, Sam, and bring Bella. He's going to split you and Bella up, not by evicting Bella, just by not including her in the alliance, but she'll still be dragged along. Mm-hmm. And so then what he's going to do is he's going to take that group of people, and he is going to go after the couples, the Jacks. And then he's, after he takes out Jacks, he's going to take out, Bella, and he's going to take out, Sis, and he's going to get down to the final five, final six with you, Nick, Sam, and Bella, with him and Nicole and maybe Ovi if he comes back in. It's like, mm-hmm. That is literally the dream for Nick and Bella and Sam.
Yeah. She's going to try to like little finger this up a little bit, where she's going to like take what Cliff originally said and really try to twist it where that Nick and Bella are more of a target as opposed to people that they were that could be numbers for them, and try to make it sound like and Nick is hard to read because that he's so excitable, and it's hard to tell, like, you know, if he's really angry about stuff, but he gets real wound up in these conversations.
Yes. It boggles my mind that Christy even wants to tell them this. She's basically giving them zero incentive to ever go after Cliff. She's ending this with like, and therefore you definitely want to take Cliff out.
Mm hmm. Yeah, she really wants people to be going after Cliff. That's really, you know, Cliff must go after what she overheard throughout the day. And, you know, they're all like real good at like, what? I can't believe that. What an idiot. I can't believe, you know, so that people are wound up. But I do think that this could somehow spur there to be more movement towards Cliff's side.
Yes, hopefully. We did get a little bit of hints of that later on. Holly and Kat are going to have their conversation. They're going to really make up here. If you want to just field this one, I'm seeing that there might be a little issue with my mic. I'm going to see if I can fix that. Okay. Briefly. All right,
so. A little bit of static. Actually, you know, let me talk about something that let me talk about something that happened that was Cliff was involved with. Of course, the Cliff notes heard around the world, but also Cliff was decided to play a little prank on the house. You know, it's funny, and I'm seeing in the chat that, you know, Cliff is doing his Cliff notes as we're on, talking about how what a boring day it was in the house. Even when Big Brother After Dark came on, is like, sorry everybody, boring day today. Nothing really going on. So Cliff has been, he tries to make his own fun in the house, and he ends up where he wants to make a, he makes a prop mouse out of a lint from the dryer, and then is putting it in the kitchen. And then he's got the classic prank of the dryer lint mouse on a string, and he's going to try to get some people. So here's Jackson, who's in the kitchen, and he's going to make some food. But Cliff is going to come through with his dryer lint mouse, and he runs the prank on Jackson. And then unfortunately, another Hurricane Cliff claims another victim, as Jackson ends up re-injuring his foot even worse, Taryn, by Cliff's prank in the kitchen.
Yeah. not good. Not good.
Yeah. So that for Jackson, and this, ends up causing Jackson to have a re-injury to his foot. And so there's a lot of talk in the house right now about there being an endurance competition potentially on Thursday, where it could be, you know, that there's this big build happening, that we're on an inside lockdown, which ends up maybe contributing to all the craziness of everybody being so close together in confined quarters during the day. But Jackson, who... a physical threat maybe is diminished as a physical threat, which could be long term a good thing for his game, like a Tyson in Blood versus Water.
Yes. Now, can the audience hear me? I think hopefully the audience can hear me. And Rob, can you hear me?
I hear you. Yes.
All right.
I hear you.
All right. Yeah. Hopefully I'm not staticky.
All right.
Hopefully we're good. Apologize for the technical difficulties. But yeah, so that's so did we talk about Holly and Kat?
I didn't get too far into that. No. Okay. I was talking about Jackson and it is a funny moment if you go back and look at that clip, if you see it in the BB viewer bookmarks. Okay. Kat and Holly.
Yes. All right. So they have a conversation in the HOH room. They're making up, as I mentioned, they are talking, you know, as they do, they're talking, they're talking smack about pretty much everyone else in the house. Christy, they're talking about Christy, and the whole Jack and Sis relationship and what's going on there. And, Kat is going to say, you know, what happens, you know, Sis, she can sometimes be a bit of a bee.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, she's walking around, you know, all the women think so. You know, they're already jealous of her, and she's walking around like, you know, like she does. It's like, mm-hmm. Come on. All of the women are thinking this, and I'm thinking, so Kat is thinking this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Holly, you know, I feel like that she has a couple of people now in her orbit where, she, you know, she has Kat and potentially Sis. And I really feel like that she might be able to, and of course, Jackson, like I feel like that she might be able to spin something with that. And that's why I just wish that Kemi and Holly could get on the same page, because they have this common enemy.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, they also talk about Jess. Jess is one of the few people they don't talk smack about. And because that's because Kat really likes Jess. Kat has a good relationship with Jess. And, you know, so that's she's going to be like, we shouldn't take Jess out. Jess is a number for us. And
yes, but you should, because she is the of 16 people. I feel like I would rank her as being the person who is bringing the 16th most to this season. Is Jess.
I agree.
She's there.
Yeah.
She's just there. She's not a villain. She's not a hero. She's not rootable. She's not hateable. She's just there. And just, you know, she's feeds kryptonite.
I completely concur there. And again, I've talked about this before. She is the person.
Lovely person. I'm sure. I'm sure she's a, I would love, you know, love to hang out with her in real life.
And she is the first person to tell you how lovely a person she is, that she is a good person and she doesn't deserve the treatment.
So
Holly and Kat are going to continue to talk. They talk about everywhere. They'd even talk about Tommy, and how he's probably going to make it far like JC did. And they talk about Christy. They talk about the Jacks. Kat is trying to reassure Holly that, you know, your connection to the guys, it's fine. The guys are still going to be targeted first. Like, you shouldn't worry about that. They say that, hey, I think we pulled off something genius, because everybody thinks we don't like each other, but really we definitely do like each other. And Kat responds with, oh yeah, you're right, that was genius. You know what, too, I think we convinced America, because I've been talking mad crap about you in the DR.
I don't know if Holly really loves Kat, but I think that she is certainly identifies her as a number. I think that there was a point where her and Jackson yesterday, like, she left the room and was like, boy, we need her, her crazy ass.
Yeah, they are coming back. Kat is, you know, she is she had a glimpse of the light, where she was like, you know what, Jackson, you can't call me after the season. But I think she has been lured back to the dark side, which is probably pretty good for her game. But, you know, she's definitely back on board with Jackson and Holly, in my view here, yeah, based on what they were doing. And they were like, you know, and we can't keep hanging out too much. You know, now we've convinced everyone that we don't like each other, it's going to be great. So let's not, you know, ruin that, you know, now that we're, I mean, we were always good, but now that we're, you know, good. So, of course, they are going to be spending most of the rest of the day hanging out, because that's just how
one step
works.
One step forward in the game, two steps back from being America's new Stan Queen.
So that's what we get there. Kat does not want to target Cliff or Jess. She wants to target Bella. Mm-hmm. Let's not go after Jess. Let's not go after Cliff. Let's go after Bella. She's later going to talk to Jackson and Holly together, and she's going to be like, guys, I really trust Cliff. I think he's a great guy. I think that he's totally with us. And Jackson is just going to be like, nah, I just got a feeling, bad feeling about Cliff. Mm-hmm. Kat's like, what? No. And he's like, yeah, I just don't have a good feeling about it.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Hang in there, Cliff.
Yeah. Bella is going to have a conversation with Sam. And this is a real curveball.
This really was a big show. Like, on a day where it's like, well, what else could happen? This was another doozy.
Yes. Sam is saying the obvious, which is, you know, listening to Christy describe Cliff's plan, it's kind of great for us. Like, it's like the best plan. Like, why don't we just let Cliff do that? I want, if I win HOH, I'm not nominating Cliff and Nicole. I'm nominating Jess and Kat. That's what we wanted to do in the first place. That's what's best for us. And Bella is just like, I don't know what prompts this, but I think Bella was cursed by a warlock that said, like, hey, you are cursed to always have to tell people things, and if you don't, then you start to get sick. And so she says, I need to, oh, Sam, there's an alliance of eight people, it's called Grateful, oh my god.
Yeah.
What?
What? I'm nine?
Wait, what are you telling me? It's an alliance of eight people? Who's the eight people? Well, it's Tommy, Christy, Jackson, Sis, Holly, myself, and Nick. It's like, so I'm not in that? No. Are you? Wait, you're not telling me. I mean, I've been talking about the bottom feeders. You're not saying what I think you're. Am I a bottom feeder?
What? Me? I'm a bottom feeder? Are you kidding? Now, come on.
No!
I'm nine?
This can't be!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's like, no, it's okay. You're basically like the ninth. You're the last person to be evicted. Like, I'm gonna be evicted?
Yeah. You're the last of the floaters.
Yeah. I'm the king of the bottom feeders.
Yeah. Not good. Not good. Not good for Sam.
It's like, does Nick know about this?
Yeah. Yeah. No, don't talk to Nick. You can't talk to Nick about this.
Yeah. I need to go talk to Nick. No. Don't tell Nick. I want Nick to tell you. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she's in a showmance with this guy. He is literally her closest ally, and she's totally trashing him to his ally.
Well, what do you think she's doing here?
I genuinely don't know. Like her explanation to Sam is, I just feel like you should know. I just needed to tell you. I'm telling you, she was cursed as a child.
Yeah. Do you think that she's going to spin it to Nick then of like, okay, we should bring in Sam and then we should, you know, make this move, this insurgency, because he is, you know, clearly aligned with the two of them. He's like the one person in the house who does seem loyal to Nick and Bella. And so he's going to be a chip to make some move, but I don't know what that move is that she wants to make.
I guess I honestly don't even know if I have faith that Bella is thinking even on that level.
Yeah.
Like, he is going to continue. Sam is going to continue to ask about Nick, and he's going to be like, is Nick saying that I'm going to be the last, like, I'm going to be the person that leaves before the eight?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what about when I'm, you know, can I talk to Nick about like making a move against Jack? And she's like, no, don't talk to Nick about Jack. He's way too close to Jack. He tells Jack everything.
Mm hmm.
That's not even true.
Yeah. Does Bella want to save Kemi? Is this for this week?
I mean, you'd think that, because if she had told him this before the veto, he might have used it. Because he's like, well, what you're telling me is that I'm on the bottom and I need to do something. I can't be taking these people out. We shouldn't be voting Kemi out. But, oh, crap, we're screwed. The whole house is voting her out anyway. And Bella's like, yeah, there's nothing we can do there. But it's like, there was something you could have done there. You had the veto. So it's just like she could have told him earlier and he would have probably done something about it. And so I look, Rob, it is my job to understand the motivations behind these people and their moves.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot figure Bella out.
Karen, some people just want to watch the world burn.
I think it's true.
That could be Bella.
So I think she just loves that moment where she tells somebody something that they don't know. She's like, yes. She just gets off on it. Yes. This is what I came here for.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people things.
Yeah. And it took her like a bunch of times to tell Sam this. There was one point, it was earlier in the day, and then Ovi walked in.
Yeah. People keep walking in. She also tells him that that is called grateful. So she's like, so anytime they're like, oh, I'm so grateful, that's them referencing the alliance. And so Christy and Tommy are going to join them. And they're going to be saying, oh, I'm so grateful about this. And I'm like, oh, it's not good. Not good for you.
You should. Why do you keep saying that?
So like Sam is really, he's shaken by this. He really wants to do something.
Shook.
He is shook. He's like, Bella, just dropped this on him and then is like, but it's totally fine. So it's just like nothing needs to change or anything.
Yeah.
And Sam's like,
you're fine.
What are you talking about? Nothing needs to change. Everything needs to change.
I'm not on the jury. Like, no, I mean, technically you'd be on the jury.
Yes. Bella says, what we need to do is, and he's like, well, so what is, I don't understand why Christy's talking to me about taking shots at Jack if they're secretly in an alliance.
And she's like, yeah, I think that, you know, part of me, it's like a cover a little bit. And then also I think that she would be fine with, like, what we need to do is pull Christy and Tommy away from the Jags. Mm-hmm. And then that's our final five. That's what we need to do. And lo and behold, Tommy and Christy join them. And as I mentioned, they do say grateful a few times, which is not the greatest. But Nick is also then going to join them. And Nick is going to say immediately, sorry, guys, I can't put up Nicole. So he just had a conversation with Nicole.
Yeah. See, I don't get Nick either. Nick and Bella, they deserve each other, because I don't get what either of them are doing, because Nick is telling people, you know, all around the house that Nicole has the power. And he's like trashing Nicole. But then in these conversations, he's like, guys, I love Nicole too much. I can't ever nominate Nicole. But he's kind of like passive aggressive with her and like outing her that she has the power. So I don't know what he wants from her.
He's a strange man. This Nick.
Weird guy.
Yeah. He is pressuring. He's like, I was talking to Nicole and I think she wants to put up Holly and Sis or something like that. Harley and Kat.
Yeah.
And this is what Nicole was talking about to Holly, where he was putting words in her mouth.
Who are you putting up, Holly?
Yeah. And what? So Tommy's like, wait, was this last night? He's like, no. Mm-hmm. I was talking to her just a second ago. And Tommy's like, well, I saw you talking to her last night. She looked like she wanted to cry. And he was like, oh yeah. Yeah. We were like interrogating her. You're putting the pressure on. And you feel good about her and how she sees you?
Mm-hmm.
Very strange. He was talking to Nicole. He was asking her who she would nominate. He's like, Holly and Kat. She says that, she just says, you know, she's not going to give him names. She would just says, I want to work with you and Bella and Sam. I want to do that. So Nick joins the group upstairs. He says he's not going to put up Nicole. He loves her. Christy is like, I'm so glad you said that. I feel the same way. Nicole's the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this group of five starts talking more. And Sam literally has a blanket over his head and is clearly just like, these mother effers.
Blanketing.
He's doing his best to pretend that he does not know anything, but
I can't help myself. This has been a day.
And also Tommy is like sitting in the big plushy like fur chair. Yeah. So there's a lot of good looks happening.
Right. A lot of alliance talk from this five, because that's what we need in this house. Another alliance.
Yeah, another named alliance. They talk about Nicole, how much they love her. They talk about, you know, the Jacks. They talk about they even talk about Cliff. And Christy's like, oh, that Cliff. And Tommy starts saying, I hear you, Christy, but I mean, if we stop and think about it,
yeah,
are we scared of Cliff?
Yeah,
like I feel like we're getting a little bit in our own heads about this. And
Tommy might be a little Cliff fatigued at this point after the 5,000th version of the story that he's hearing.
Yes. And so they're kind of just like, you know, Cliff, not really that big of a threat. And think about it, Christy. He didn't say he was targeting us. He said he was targeting the Jacks. Is that really that bad? And that's when Nick chimes in with, yeah, and I mean, no offense, but I'm in his final five, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It was unclear for me what this group wanted to accomplish. Like, they talked a lot about who they don't want to target, but I feel like that I was missing what are they going for here?
Yeah, I mean, I think what Bella wants is for this to be the final five, to pull in Tommy and Christy and move against Jack and Jackson. I think that what Sam wants is to get out of this conversation without giving away that he knows about Grateful. I think what Nick wants is to be like, when are they going to leave so I can get with Bella? And then when is Bella going to leave so I can get with Sis?
And Jack.
And Jack. So eventually, you know, they're all talking. They do seem to just genuinely get along here. And they do come to the conclusion of just like, you know what? Hey, guys, this five.
this five. Let's do this. And they name the five the Flaming Five.
Flaming Five. Great name. Yeah. Sure. For Sam and Bella and Nick, great final five. You know, they have the majority and they'll be the final three. For Christy and Tommy, I think they're just, you know, covering a base here in case, these people end up with Cliff, that they go after Jack and Jackson and not Tommy and Christy.
Yes. So just to put this into perspective, Tommy and Christy are in, I think, something close to like 10 alliances.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a single alliance that doesn't involve Tommy or Christy, or at the very least want to involve Tommy and Christy, because even the Black Widows wanted to invite Christy in, even the Fellowship of the Zing wants to bring in people like Tommy and Christy, hopefully at some point. They're certainly not a core part of it, but they are involved. They have their fingers in every single pie in this house, and it's a lot of pies. That's as Polly would say.
Yeah, and it you know, we go back to the beginning of the season, and you know, just the fact that they know each other, they have the closeness of a showmance, but without the threat level of a showmance. And I think both of them are very likable, social people, and they're very dangerous, Taryn. I really feel like, and I know we make fun of Christy a lot, and we talk a lot about Tommy, but I really feel like that both of them are doing a really good job in this game, and I think that they, you know, it's not crazy to think that they're going to be the final two.
It is not crazy at all. No.
Yeah.
Although I don't
like, I kind of thought that Christy was going to flame out and not Flaming Five. But you know, I think that while she certainly has her flaws, that I think that Tommy can help manage those flaws, and I just think that she's going to go really far too.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tommy is kind of in control of her fate, where like if he decides that he doesn't want her and her pheromones in the final two, then she might be in trouble, because he might be willing to, you know, sort of, you know, pull the Mufasa, kind of just like let her fall.
Oh, no. Can I also manifest something into the universe? Can we find Tommy's aunt that dated Christy? Because I would love to have her on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, it's would be, is she, would she not be the an incredible guest?
She'd probably have a lot of insight. 7 years.
Is she on social media? That we want to manifest this. So everybody make sure your bladders are in attached to your third eye. And then let's see if we can get Tommy's aunt on the podcast.
Yes. So that's what happens there with the Flaming Five. As I mentioned, David is going to talk to the cameras about his plan. We also got a funny interaction between Jackson and David that I tweeted out, where they were in the kitchen. There were a bunch of people there, and Jackson was just like talking about, you know, the first week and what happened with camp director. And he is just complaining. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, congratulations. You're camp director. Now banish four people. Oh, and three of them are going to come back. F. And David is just sitting across the table, and
sounds rough.
No break. Rough. No, yeah. No hint of sarcasm. Yeah. Sounds rough, man.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it. Mm-hmm. David is also going to have an interesting conversation with Holly in the storage room. David often has awkward conversations sometimes, where he's talking to Holly, and she's like, "Hey, how are you doing? How are you feeling?" He's like, "I'm great. I'm fantastic. I'm amazing." You know, they brought me back in here to stir things up. I don't think I'm doing a very good job. She's like, "No, you're not." Did they really bring you back in here to stir things up? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. He's a real poker player, David, because he's going to, you know, try to make it like he's got like some hand, some power that is yet to be revealed. And maybe Holly might be interested, but she's not.
Yeah. He's trying to ask her, like, so, you know, where's the house go? Who's going to be
he's fishing.
Who's going to be my next roommate? And Holly's just like, yeah, you know, you'll find out. Like, Holly's trying not to give away any information. And David's just like, that was a mistake. You know, that you just could have found out some valuable information. You could have traded common knowledge for something that, you know, who nobody else knows. She's like, well, I don't know what you know. I don't know what the value of your information is. He's like, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So weird.
I'll take my chances. Yeah. It's not biting. Maybe try this one on Kat, David.
Yeah.
You might have better chance with it.
This is Nick, this is sort of
better targets.
This is sort of how I feel like the Big Brother 2 version of Dr. Will would act if he was in the Camp Comeback, where he would just be like messing with people and it would be kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe somebody would buy it.
Yeah, maybe. He'd find somebody to buy it. Like Kat.
Mm-hmm. You'd have a field day with Kat.
Yes. So that's really, you know, what's happening here. There's a lot of movement with the group. Now, you know, even just Monday night when we did the roundtable, it was really looking completely solid, locked in. It was Jess and Kat on the block. Jess would probably go home, but Kat might go home. And, you know, everybody was going to do that. But now, Cliff Notes have been exposed. Now, Cliff is kind of a target, but not really. Nicole is a little bit outed, but everyone still loves her. And you have all of the work that Nicole and Kemi did to put the target on Nick and Bella, who love Nicole and Kemi. And so now all of these people in Grateful are all targeting different people. You have, you know, Holly and Kat and potentially Jackson, who might actually take the shot at Nick and Bella, despite the fact that Camp Comeback is in play, but they'll probably wait.
That there would be a 1 in 4 chance that Nick or Bella would stay in the house, but it would not be like this awkward situation where whoever goes home, probably Kemi, will then stay in the house for a week. You know, it basically you'd be sending them into some sort of a battle back where, you know, there's a 25% chance they could come back. And if it was Bella, I mean, it's not like that she is like a comp threat in any particular way, where and neither is Nick from what we've seen. So there's no reason to believe that they would be especially likely to come back.
Yes. So but at the very least, regardless of what they will eventually do, they are probably not going to be targeting Kat or Jess. If Jackson or Holly or Kat would definitely go after Nick and Bella. You got Jackson, Holly, who might try to go like an easier route and put up people like Cliff and maybe, I don't know, maybe Jess, but maybe some kind of pawn, maybe even Sam. And then you have the Sam, Nick and Bella group, who I think would probably target Jess and Kat. They would stick with the previous plan, but again, potential there to go after the Jacks, but you know, Camp Comeback kind of gets in the way a little bit. You have Tommy and Christy, who were initially earlier in the day saying we definitely need to go after Cliff next, but now are like backing away from that. They'd probably go after Jess still. They'd probably go back to Jess, but Kat might not be the pawn in that situation anymore. So Kat is a little bit safer than she was before. So, you know, people are really starting to gravitate away toward the one massive plan. And, you know, Tommy and Christy have a lot of different options. Nick and Bella and Sam are really starting to move toward having to make a strike. And Jackson and Jack are wanting to make a strike. So I think we're moving towards something good here, Rob.
Yeah, I think so. I think that we probably hit a low point with the feeds a couple of days ago, but things are really ratcheting up. And I'm really feeling, I think we're headed towards a Sam HOH this week. Yes,
and that's why, like, I do not understand.
My back's against the wall. I need this one.
I do not understand why Bella told Sam, but I am very pleased that she did, because this is, like, of the bottom feeders, this is a guy who has won the most amount of competitions this season.
Yeah.
It's apart from, I guess you'd say Jack has also won too, but he can win a competition. He can actually make some things happen. And it seems like he's willing to make things happen because he recognizes that he needs to. So this is especially a good thing for us. So we do have, Cliff did do his Cliff Notes this morning.
Yes. Yes. Also, Taryn, last night, Cliff was very upset that he was involved in a very mean-spirited prank. That Cliff is now, you know, as far as part of the house is concerned, a real pariah. And the last thing I watched before I went to sleep last night was that Christy and Tommy and Jackson and a couple other people, they were up in the HOH and they were talking about, is Cliff America's player?
Yes.
That we have to have, it would not be a Big Brother season without is somebody that we don't like America's player. And there's this talk that he's America's player, that's why he's talking to the cameras. And it was actually Tommy who said, hey, why does he walk around with the owl all day? And so he was in the shower and they took Orwell because they think that maybe this is part of his America's player task to have Orwell around him at all times. And so Tommy ran downstairs while Cliff was in the shower, took Orwell, hid it in the HOH, and then poor Cliff was then he came out of the shower. He's like, guys, we got a problem. Orwell's not around. And they were laughing and laughing. Jack was practically doing backflips on the bed that he was dying of that Cliff. And Cliff was tearing the house apart looking for Orwell. He went to the diary room. They said they couldn't help him. And now, and there was another item that went missing in the house, that there was like a white knife that they can't find either. Oh, maybe Cliff took it. He's America's player. He's hiding the knives. And now, now we're screwing him up so he can't complete his America's player task of having Orwell all the time.
They are monsters, truly monsters.
Give him back the owl.
Yeah, this guy, we think he might be America's player. So we're going to do something that it's exactly what an America's player task would be, which is steal something and hide it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then he won't be able to complete his America's player task, because obviously, if that's the will of America, we'll really ingratiate ourselves to America by screwing over America's player.
You know, we talked about this in Big Brother 17 when people thought that Steve might be America's player at various points. That just, like, it's now been over a decade, right? Since Eric Stein played the game.
Christy's read on it was that she's like, hey, remember in Big Brother 16 when they had those people were America's player? And it's like, that was Team America, Christy.
Different thing.
Yeah.
Not the same.
Yeah. It's not the same thing, but. And that poor, the big mystery. Where is Orwell? And will Cliff get him back?
Yes, it's we'll update you tomorrow. We'll hopefully have an answer.
Yeah, nobody tried this on Meta World Peace.
He really would have just left.
Do you think it's the same Orwell every season, Taryn, or do you think that they bring in like a closet full of Orwells?
It's a good question. I feel like being handled for 100 days at a time probably takes a lot out of you. I don't know. Maybe they cycle them out.
Yeah, it was very mean also that this happened on Big Brother After Dark. Orwell, the official mascot of Big Brother After Dark.
Bad branding.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Rob, that you wanted to bring up?
Let me see. I don't think there's anything that's too exciting that we didn't get to. But this was I had a lot of fun, Taryn. Thank you for having me on to talk about the live feeds. I'd like to do it again in a couple of weeks, and maybe it'll be another crazy day. But I really enjoyed myself tracking all this stuff.
I'm very pleased. You were very prepared.
Yeah, I took it very seriously. I didn't want to come on and then completely screw this thing up.
All right. Well, thank you, Rob, for joining me here. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And then tonight, Rob, you are going to be live with Michelle Costa.
Michelle Costa is going to join us on the recap of the episode. We'll get to see what happened in the Power of Veto competition and everything going on there. And then tomorrow night, Caitlin Herman is going to be here in the studio for our eviction.
Yes, very exciting. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Tomorrow I'll be streaming, going over my Stockwatch picks and all of the decisions happening there. Did you how'd you fare in the Stockwatch last week, Rob?
Okay. My portfolio, we started that we didn't go all in on Tommy like you did, but I went very heavy on Tommy and Holly, and then sprinkled a little bit around. Got a little fancy with Ovi, a little bit of like $10 worth of Ovi for $2 a share. So we'll see if that pays any dividends if he comes back into the game. But oh, you know, one of the things that got me really mad last night was Ovi and Sis were catching up. And it was a lot of like, Sis is like, oh, I feel like you don't like me anymore. And he's like, no, I do. I like you. And then when they hung out in the camp comeback room, and then they were talking for a while, and she was like, she's like, I feel like you don't like me. And he's like, and he was kind of being evasive. And then as soon as she got back with the six shooters, she was like, yeah, I talked to Ovi and he said he's working with Cliff and Nicole. I was just trying to get information out of him. I don't really like him. Like, how dare you, Sis? That was so mean. It was so mean. Like, she was like being like, oh, Ovi, we don't talk anymore. And he's like, oh, I don't know if I can trust you. And then like, she was like throwing him so hard under the bus in a very mean way. Not nice, Sis.
I like Rob that you're now experiencing like the cruelty of the life. It's especially
she was just very mean. It was very two-faced, and she didn't have to be so disparaging about Ovi in private, and then like so he's like, I don't know if I could trust you.
Yeah,
and she's like, yeah, you can. Come on, tell me, talk to me.
Yeah, Ovi, he's a sweet soul. Doesn't deserve it.
Sweet. He's not very good at this.
Not the best, no.
not good at this. But what are you going to do?
Yeah. All right. Well, you can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. You can find Rob at Rob Sesternino. And
And also Summer of Stein from this week. I had a lot of fun with Eric going over everything in this week of, you know, obviously before all of this craziness, but some fun stuff about the showmances.
Yes, I feel like the best part about Summer of Stein is that the worse the season gets, the better yes. Summer of Stein gets.
Yes. And when you say the best part, it reminds me that there was one other moment that was really annoying yesterday where Jack, upon finally getting to talk with Christy and Tommy about the Cliff news, they had their coffee and somehow they kept letting Jack get away with. He kept doing, the best part of waking up is catching Cliff talk crap. And Tommy and Christy died. That they like, it was the funniest thing that they ever, and he had to do it like two or three more times. And I just really, I'm like, where is the producer on Jack, please stop singing.
They were too busy dying.
The best part of waking up is Taryn's live feed update.
Yeah. We need a new intro song.
Yeah.
It's a parody of Jack's parody.
Yeah, they let him get away with it. Not only that, that's a commercial. That's a jingle. You really get, you know, I don't know if Folgers is going to come after Jack. We don't like this Jason Momoa guy who has a lot of, he's not the person we want as our brand ambassador.
This Dothraki.
Dothraki with not great publicity right now.
Just stop drinking our coffee. Yeah. Yo, you didn't have coffee in Westeros.
No coffee, Jack.
All right. All right. That's what we have for you. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been fun. We'll have Rob back on in a couple weeks.
All right. Thanks, Darren.
All right. We'll see you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.